showers and thunderstorms by Saturday evening, Saturday night. That'll take the temperatures down a few degrees on Sunday. Sunday's high in the 70s. The pollen count is as high as it possibly can get. It's in the very high range through Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 2.25% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The following is a paid program by Earnest Financial. The views and opinions are solely those of the hosts and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management staff, or any advertisers.
You're listening to the Health and Wealth Radio Network. Time for the legal disclaimer. All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives before implementation. So there.
The stock market goes up. The stock market goes down. Right now, the stock market's going, but with Earnest Financial, we're in the money.
Yes, sir.
Can't lose it, honey.
Oh, no.
Lock in your gains and never worry anymore.
I'm not worried.
Don't have to worry.
Be there.
But you better hurry.
It's on the ball.
Before that old stock market crashes through more. Call David Earnest, he's the man to get you in it.
Call Dave.
Just write his number down, get ready, I'll give it to you in a minute. Then you'll be in the money.
Filthy rich.
Everything will be sunny.
Oh, yeah.
Your assets are saved and you only made one brief phone call. That's right, folks. Call David Earnest today, 279-7431. Remember, 279-7431, and you'll be in the money.
Yes, sir.
You'll be in the money. You'll have just what you need in this world to get along.
And a lot of it.
Old Dave's got class.
Yes, he does.
And you won't lose your money.
Ooh.
Call David Earnest before I finish this silly song. And I'm just about done. Remember, call asset preservationist David Earnest, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Yowza, yowza. Call David Earnest today.
Sponsored by Earnest Financial, LLC. Yowza.
Tonight on Health and Wealth Conspiracy with Terry Adams. Why did they change Darren's on Bewitched? How come there are no plaid M&Ms? And if you're at a fancy restaurant and you see a penguin with a towel over his arm, should you assume that he's the maitre d'? Oh, yeah, and some real conspiracy stuff, too. But first, from our super secret studios, located somewhere within the dark recesses of Blue Water Broadcasting, using the microphone once breathed into by the legendary Don Markwell, it's the Health and Wealth Show. And lucky you, it's Conspiracy Night. Our special guest is Terry Adams. And we'll be discussing all manner of strange and unusual things. We might even work in a little advice about your money. So hang on to your latissimals as we venture into yet unknown territory. It's time for the Health and Wealth Show with David Earnest. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hey! Hey! Hey, how are you out there? This is Conspiracy Night.
Yes, it is. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, we're going to have some good conspiracy stuff tonight.
Yes,
this
we
is
are.
The night.
We've got
the man here.
Terry Adams is with us, and of course, David Ernest and myself. And real quick, I just want to mention something. I saw something a while ago. I was kind of concerned about it. It said there was a curfew for Elmore and Autauga County. And a lot of people I have found don't click on these things. They just see it and they go, oh, my God. Well, I clicked on it, and it's a site called Create Your Own Hoax. And you can go in and write up what you think would be a good hoax, and they'll post it. It's like one of these news things, you know, these bulletin things.
Yeah.
So there is no curfew for Elmore and Autauga County. But I do know in Wetumpka, they used to roll the sidewalks up about 6:30, but with all the new stuff, I think it's about 8 o'clock now that they do that. But there is no curfew in Elmore County.
Thank cool. you.
Just wanted everybody to
public
know that.
Public service.
Yes.
Yes.
This brought to you by Ernest Financial and the Health and Wealth Show.
Well, Terry, I know you got some really good stuff brewing over there. So tell us what you're thinking is going on in conspiracy lands, conspiracy world. What kind of information you got for us tonight? Topics.
Well, what scares me, David, is we've had so many other... I hate to use the word pandemics, but we've had so many other ailments hit this country that have killed so many more people than this coronavirus, yet they decide to shut America down. And that scares me for a couple of reasons. If you go back to Oliver North and the Iran-Contra, mm-hmm. that's where we found out about what's called continuity of government.
Right.
And Rex 84. What Reagan did, well, it was done before Reagan, but he really amped it up through executive orders. There is a complete duplicate of our government, of all our elected officials, in waiting.
Really?
Yes. This is a fact. We found this out through Oliver North's testimony.
Like body doubles?
Yes.
They're
not body doubles, but they're to take the place of the ones we have
okay.
now.
Oh.
It's kind of new of government. So if there's an emergency decree, these people can actually take over. There's a new president, a new vice president, I mean, just all of them.
Wow.
We found this out through Oliver North's testimony. Yeah, that scares me because right now we're like under an emergency decree because of this pandemic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So are the Democrats trying to pull something on us? They can't get
around. I don't know. You know, there's a television show where this guy becomes the president. He's like a, I forget what the name of it is, but they blow up the Congress and the Senate and
there was a movie I saw the other day. Soul Survivor.
That's it.
But there was a movie I saw the other day, and they had done that, and they had the only way they figured it out is the guy that was the duplicate was left-handed, and he once in a while he would do something left-handed, and they figured it out. I think The Rock was in this. Anyway.
Well, maybe he's a mirror image of it.
He could have been. But anyway.
In Like Flint, I think, was the one where they had the duplicate president.
He was cooler than
when
James
Bond. When they found out he was the duplicate, uh-huh. they were taking him off. Listen to what he says.
Uh-huh.
Don't let him fluoridate your water.
Uh-huh. He said that.
Yeah.
Ah. And it was the guy that
and
played.
And it's a God's honest truth. Don't let him fluoridate your water.
I can't think of the guy. He was a Western guy. James Coburn was Flint. Those are two of the funniest spy movies.
They're so campy that uh-huh. they're great.
And the thing was, when they came along with Austin Powers, they kind of pulled a lot
they
from
did.
That. And the James Bond movies, too. And see, the James Bond movies, as you use the word campy, the first ones with
Sean Connery
were, to me, the best ones.
He was James Bond.
Because, you know, he'd get in a fight, and he'd get up and, you know, the guy gets thrown into an electric fence, and it fries him. He gets up and straightens his ties and shocking and walks away.
Yeah.
Well, the newer James Bonds, they get hurt and they're getting, you know, they're shot. And I'm like, I don't like that.
Nah.
Get up and shake it off and say something funny.
Exactly. Something witty.
But now, this
continuity of government.
Is this continuity of government? Is it a shadow government or something?
I don't know. You know, I don't know if they're down there running
the
stuff.
Left-handed versus the
it
right-handed.
It could be,
government.
Yeah.
It could be.
That's another movie, too. I saw that one.
There's been a lot of face-off.
Well, but you say another president? Would it be another Donald Trump?
Oh no,
don't get me wrong.
That's
why I asked. Saturday Night Live does not need to be the duplicate president.
Okay, that's why I asked because I was.
Oh no.
So it's just other people.
Yes, other people that were not elected by us.
Yeah, yeah.
So I have to wonder, okay, they've tried the Russia hoax. They've tried to impeach him. They can't get rid of him. Now, obviously, he's going to win re-election.
Mm-hmm.
He is the fly in the New World Order ointment. They've got to get rid of Donald Trump so they can finish what they're doing, and that is destroying this country. He's stopping them. They got to get rid of
him. Oh, yeah. When he opened up the floodgates,
mm-hmm.
and my business, it was wonderful. We had all kinds of beautiful, wonderful projects that, products, should I say, that came out. And it was just a wonderful, wonderful thing to be able to get better products.
Yeah.
It was just unbelievable. 15% bonuses, big products that make big money. And they were trying to squelch all that. I kid you not, they were trying to squelch it all.
Yeah.
And he just changed the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
He changed my world. He changed my clients' world. There's so many clients out there that are so happy right now because they didn't lose any money, for number one. And number two, they made a lot of money the last year, and they get to keep it. If we had had another administration, that product would not exist.
Right.
It was about to go bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have another question.
Yeah.
Now, and I agree with you. It looks like the Democrats are trying to destroy the country. Now, what is the end game there? What do they hope
to
gain?
The New World Order, which is a one-world control matrix. It's a one-world control structure where there's one ruling body that controls the whole world. There's no longer individual nation states and no longer any sovereignty.
Uh-huh. So, but what would they gain from that? Would they get money?
Total control.
Power?
Oh, God, yeah.
It's called the deep state.
Okay, now, the people that are, because you know there's got to be some folks behind Schumer and all them.
Mm-hmm.
What's to stop them from, you know, getting rid of Schumer and
nothing.
Hillary and all that? See,
nothing.
That's the thing. What are they guaranteed?
Well, you got to understand, the deep state includes, I would say, all of the Democrats, a lot of the Republicans,
uh-huh.
the intelligence agencies, or a lot of the intelligence agencies, the media. That's, to me, that's their most powerful weapon. Look how much fear they've instilled in us over this coronavirus crowd.
Oh, yeah.
Which we'll get into that in a minute, what this actually came from. Thank you for bringing this, David.
Well, I have to give it credit to a client of mine that just texted me. That he said it's deep state. He's right.
Mm-hmm.
He's right. It is the deep state.
Yeah, it is. And, let's jump into this coronavirus thing. I know we don't have that much time, but this thing was created, according to Veterans Today, which I've gotten a lot of my 9/11 stuff from Veterans Today. I love Gordon Duff, the editor. Created in North Carolina for biowarfare, which I've been saying it's a bioweapon. Paid for by, guess who? The CIA.
Isn't that something?
It doesn't surprise me. Look at what the agency's
done. I'm looking at the same side here. Look at all of the evidence they have.
The documents. Yeah.
Documents.
They're there.
Unbelievable.
And, folks, I tried to post this on Clearing the Air, and Facebook would not let me post this.
Let me tell you why I believe it might be the case. I've got a friend of mine that lives in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
I've been talking to them now for a few months. They've had a fever that's been coming and going for the last few months and some congestion and stuff. And at first, nobody really thought anything about the coronavirus or any kind of coronaviruses. Now he's suspect, and he's probably going to go get a test. He should. But he said, David, after I've read this thing, he told me about it. He said the virus was developed and originated right here in North Carolina where I live. He said, and it's probably got out.
They probably have tested it on people up there, and he was probably one of the.
He might be one of the guinea pigs.
Yep. 272-9228 if you want to jump in.
Phone, I know it sounds open. Crazy, but if you read these
history.
Documents right here, it's not crazy.
Look at the history of what the agency's done. The they've experimented.
Well, look,
on
they killed our president, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
And they want to kill another one.
They've overthrown 60-something countries. They have overthrown with duly elected presidents. They've overthrown.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, COVID-19 was a U.S. Army bioweapons project, and its aim was to manufacture a pneumonia-causing disease that would be nearly impossible to vaccinate for in patients over 40 years old. They want to
be
part of the depopulation, in my opinion, is what
yeah.
this is. If you remember, China came out and said, this is CIA. They blamed the CIA. And of course,
I know they did.
And everybody said,
and right here, some documents
China.
That show that it probably happened.
Yeah. Wow.
I mean, I there it is, right there. And this is very scientifically put together. This is obviously written by scientists. And then there's things in it that talk about on the end, all the scientists and all the people and all the mouse studies and everything mm-hmm. that were in this.
Yeah, we got a phone call if you want to hold that thought there. Welcome to the Health and Wealth Show. Who's this? Don't cuss.
This is Russ. I was just going to remind y'all about another thing CIA did was that little experiment in Italy with the LSD in the 50s.
Yep.
Where they blamed it on a spore in the bread.
Yep, which is where LSD actually came from. It was mold. Yep. Mold on it. Yeah, that's
really?
Right. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah,
all
that's right.
Yeah, listen to your show. Y'all have a good one.
Thanks a lot.
Thank
He's
you.
Absolutely right.
So you could be eating a sandwich and all of a sudden you're chasing butterflies and stuff. That's not the way it works.
No. It doesn't work that way. It's not that easy.
Uh-huh.
Now, you can walk around a field where there's cow patties and you could pick up some, psilocybin spores, mushroom, and do that.
But really?
There's all kinds of
coronavirus strains. And obviously, from what I'm reading here, several of them were developed in North Carolina.
But they had a problem because they couldn't get it to attach to the human genome because they use bats. It comes from bats.
Right.
And they couldn't get it to attach to the human genome, so they had to play around with the receptors, and they finally hit the right one.
Yeah, well, I got a bulletin
here.
There
we go.
I got a bulletin here. It says the Corona beer has just changed their name to...
I don't blame them.
This won't make you sick.
Yeah, kind of like the AIDS diet.
Please. Ice cold, this won't make you sick.
Yeah.
They're good.
Well, it works with a lemon, is all I can say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this is scary stuff, especially when you see all this documentation.
Uh-huh.
That's not a joke. I mean, this thing on veteranstoday.com.
There you go.
Is really, really intuitive. I know, listen, I can tell they're anti-Trump, but the thing is, they're also, which we're not, but the CIA thing, it looks real.
Yeah, they know what they're talking about. They do their homework.
Yeah.
There's got to be one Mr. Big, you remember, what was that movie where they had the man?
Satan.
The man.
Satan.
Well, just say it hadn't got... Who's before him? Who's the one that he answers to?
There's 13 families. They're called the 13 families of the Illuminati. They own 90% of the media. Uh-huh. They own all of your big conglomerates. Your food producers, all that are all owned by these 13 families.
Would Soros fall in there?
Yes.
And what's this
He's
other
a lieutenant
one?
Now. He's not up there.
What's the other one you hear a lot about? I can't think. It's kind of an old sounding.
It wouldn't be Professor Biden, would it?
That's what I was thinking.
Bless his heart. He is.
Man, he's one step away from just...
He's out there, man. Did you see him the other day talking, well, the cure must be taken care of, or it could be worse than the disease.
I'm looking for them to start rolling him out on like a set of hand trucks. With him. Just they're plugging him up. Okay, get him going,
get him going. Get him
He really, I mean, in all seriousness... He does really act like he's demented.
He is.
I mean, seriously, he does not act like he's all there.
And they're still pushing him for the Democratic nominee.
What a great idea. Let him have his hand on the button.
And,
well,
we wouldn't even let him have the remote, man.
Exactly. That's
we were hoping that Bernie Sanders would be running.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Maybe this guy would be better. But by then, he's going to be completely demented.
But you know what my lovely wife, Donna, said today?
What's that?
She said, what about this governor from New York? We think they would stick him in there at the last minute?
Hillary.
You think Hillary?
Yeah.
But why? Everybody,
she's got that much power.
I think the Democrats even hate her.
She's got that much power.
Well, she might have one of them killed if they get in the way.
What person have you ever known of that when they come to serve someone to be sued, they go, I'm not accepting that. So they go, okay, and leave.
Uh-huh.
Who can refuse to be served? Hillary Clinton.
You got a subpoena.
How?
And what was that Diane Feinstein said? They were asking her something about carrying a gun or something, and she said that, and I'm paraphrasing because I don't have my phone with me. I had it saved in there. She said that these people need to realize that they are not as privileged as we are.
Wow.
And I'm like, really?
Really?
I tell you what, man, it's bad.
This is no longer of, by, and for the people government here, folks.
Oh,
I hope
absolutely
you know that.
Not.
It hasn't been for
a
while.
Hasn't been for a long time.
Maybe we need to get them to push that space arc program where we can just leave and go to another planet.
Maybe
or something.
They already have.
Well, you know.
Maybe the people from the other planet are
here. I think so. Dressed up like you.
And see, I've got no illusions that they would take me. He said, we need an old fat white guy who's sick.
Yeah, Rusty, he'll go. Yeah,
I don't know. Universal Radio DJ.
Yeah. Well, that could happen, but, you know, I'm thinking they'd probably make me a hologram, like on Star Trek, and take me. Yeah. They wouldn't take me. They'd just do that. There's a book. There's one of those Douglas Adams books.
I love Douglas Adams.
And,
the late, great Douglas
the,
Adams.
What was it? Hitchhiker's
Guide to the Galaxy.
Yeah. Restaurant at the End of the Universe.
Yep.
But they took everybody and put them on these big ships, and they sent them out into space. They were going to this other planet. Well, they found a ship. Everybody was asleep, and they woke them up. It was hairdressers and just the non-essential people, and they just out drifting in space. They've been asleep for
I bet nobody had long hair.
Well, I don't know, but they're all out like
was
two.
It so long, and thanks for all the fish.
That was another one, too.
Yeah,
and if you've ever read the books, they're great. I highly recommend them.
I agree.
The movie kind of rolled them all together, but if you had read the books, you'd get it. That's the only thing. Because if you hadn't read the books and you're looking at this, you're like, click.
Exactly,
you know,
right. Not exactly right. Marvin, the paranoid android, all of it, yeah.
And Ford Prefect. And Zaphod Beeblebrox. This guy was on so. He died very young, too.
Yeah.
Not Zaphod, but Douglas Adams.
Yeah, he did.
But have you noticed how the liberals don't want the economy to get back?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Have you noticed it?
Mm-hmm.
It's getting to be, like, extremely noticeable. That
they don't there's no pretensions anymore. They don't hide it anymore, David.
They don't really want it to get back on track again, it looks like. I mean, look, I'm all for protecting the family. I'm all for protecting society.
Mm-hmm.
But how far do you go? How far of a train wreck do you create before you get back on track?
Do you think there'll be some sort of an uprising? Do you think people will take to the streets?
I would think that something's going to happen. I don't know. I mean,
people are too apathetic.
People are tired of losing money. Now, we've been having this enthusiasm about, you know, the deal that the Congress and Senate made and all that kind of stuff. And that's really, really something that's good. But all this stuff about the virus keeps creeping back in.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, us being human, we get enthusiasm, and then we get depression. We you know, some people have these wide swings from one to the other. Everybody has swings.
Sure.
But can you imagine that whole society swinging from one side to the other? That's what the stock market's doing. It's like a pendulum going back and forth. It doesn't know where it wants to be. And people are going, well, I'm going to buy the stock today. Are you sure you really want to buy into something that can fall out tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
Are you really sure? Or had you rather buy into something that if it goes up, we go up, but if it goes down, we just sit there? Wouldn't that be better?
It would be smarter.
So is it really a good thing to try to guess the bottom when the bottom may not even be here or nowhere near? And I know some folks might get angry at me for asking that question.
Uh-huh.
But the thing is, I'm on record for saying that this was going to happen. And I'm going to be on record for saying it's probably not over yet by a long shot.
It's kind of like skydiving in the dark. You know, a lot of people got a little device, an altimeter, that tells them how high they are so they'll know when to pull the cord.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can't see the ground and it's coming up pretty fast, the bottom, as you
good
said.
Good point.
Yeah, you got to know when to pull that cord. Or
You absolutely do.
You better pull it before it's too late.
You got to save yourself before you hit the wall.
Exactly.
And, of course, you know, you can survive and you can, you know, come back. If you don't get completely killed, in other words, if you had bought stock in a certain kind of marijuana stocks right now, or some of that .com stuff that happened back
up in smoke,
So there's a lot of that out there too. There's a lot of stuff that's just going up in smoke and it's not coming back. Just a bunch of it. do you really want to put something back into some stuff that might, I mean, I'm not saying that the good stuff won't come back. It'll come back.
Mm-hmm. Eventually.
Eventually. Do you realize, and I'm not even advocating this will happen, but do you realize that it lasted a long time back in the 20s and the 30s? We even had two depressions back to back. They're saying this is not the economy. They're saying this is viral. Are they really right? They told us they didn't kill the president. They told us that the virus was made in China.
Mm-hmm.
We see some evidence that none of that's really true.
Well, mm-hmm. What's the old mushroom syndrome? They keep you in the dark and feed you a bunch of
crap.
BS. Yeah.
Yep.
And then you're happy because you're warm and nice and everything, but they're not telling you the truth.
And they told us they didn't pass taxes or not weren't going to raise taxes. We had one of the largest tax increases in December that was effective in January called the SECURE Act.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, I've got people coming in the door now crying, begging uh-huh. me to keep them from having to pay inherited taxes. You know what? There's only one program. I thought we had four or five. I found out the other day there's only one left. One. It's almost like the last of the Mohicans. There's only one company that will let you do a stretch IRA for 10 years. So the government,
mm-hmm.
in their naughtiness, knew that if they made it so difficult that these insurance companies and investment companies, you probably could put it in a risky stock and do a stretch, maybe. I don't know. But in these investments like we use that are safe, there's only one. We found one company out of the hundreds and hundreds out there that'll say, okay, we'll do a stretch IRA. They all shut it off. So you know what that meant? Even you can't even do a 10-year stretch IRA. It's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you come to somebody like me. I know where that source is. I know that one source that exists.
So what happens if you inherit, say your father dies and you inherit $500,000? Have you got to pay that 20 or 40% tax on that?
You got to pay your tax bracket if you inherited it mm-hmm. on that.
And we've got a call, okay. Guys. Hang on. Welcome to the Health and Wealth Show. You're on the air. Who's this? And don't cuss.
It's Crawdad, dang it.
Hey, man, what's happening?
Dang it.
You know, when the IRS changed up their rules and they did away with the ability to deduct medical expenses because mm-hmm. they said, well, that's all going to be okay because we're going to make up the difference when we expand your personal deduction.
Yeah, right.
lied.
I really miss that because I have tremendous out-of-pocket medical expenses.
I know yep. you do, man.
Yep. And I, by the way, just found out that due to Medicare rules, with my condition being what it is, I've been a long-time patient with home health care.
Mm-hmm.
That's going away.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, the rules are that I'm going to spare all the details there, but I won't be able to get home health care anymore.
What?
No. No, I won't be able to have anybody come out and do any nursing at my house, nothing like that. I was told, well, if you have something come up, you can go to the emergency room.
Well, that was nice of them.
Well, you can't really go to one right now very easily.
Oh, no, no. And then, you know, on top of that... And you might be able to tell me something about this. If you were out there, and let's say you graduated nursing school and you did a long time at a hospital or whatever, and then you retired and you thought, well, hell, I need to go back to work. I'll go back out and get a license and I can practice.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you wouldn't step foot in somebody's home and do anything unless you were bonded and insured.
Of course not.
You better believe it.
So as an individual, that cost being as prohibitive as it is, you wouldn't be able to do it on your own.
Mm-mm.
Have to get on with an agency.
That's right.
Like a home health care company.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Who could use somebody with that much experience.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Well, if you're with a home health agency and then you're subject to these Medicare rules of, well, I can't come see you as a patient because you're not eligible. And I was told... Well, maybe you could find somebody who's going through nursing school, or maybe you could find a retired nurse to come and see you and pay them cash.
That's wrong.
Well, supposing that I just got, you know, my coffee can that's filled up with Confederate money out here, which is a long story. I live right off of Silver Lane, and during the Confederacy, that was one of the rumors, is that whoever was in Hillwood over here buried a whole bunch of family treasure, and it was never found.
Wow.
So anybody feels like coming over here and digging around, I won't mind. Just cut me in.
There you go. Hey, let me ask you a question. Do you have a lot of expenses out of your pocket for drugs?
Yes.
I can...
No, excuse me. I'm sorry. I misspoke there. Blue Cross, I've got that with the A and the B and the C and the D and all that.
Can you prove how much money they are spending?
Yeah.
Okay, if you can, I can get you some free health care through an insurance company, and I can have most of your premium reimbursed back to you for it.
Oh, man.
And it's guaranteed issued almost, as long as you could walk around. I know all the tricks, man. Just give me a call. I'll show you how to do it.
Call David at 279-7431.
Yes, I need to cut with you on that. But
yes,
I just, when they did away with the ability to make that deduction, I didn't see what purpose it served the government. It doesn't serve the public.
Mm-mm.
It doesn't serve us, the public, to have to pay taxes on food. It does not serve us in the public to have to pay personal income tax.
No, it doesn't.
Revenue enhancement.
Let me ask you another question.
Yes, sir.
Okay, you're needing in-home health care, right?
I do.
Okay, if we get this policy on you, we can actually put two on you, okay? They will pay up to $300 a day as long as the doctor approves it and the nurses and LPNs come out there. Now, if it's a pre-existing condition, we may have a six-month wait.
Uh-huh.
But if you're... Now, you don't mind me asking you close to what your age is, do you?
Almost 60.
Okay. Your premiums would be somewhere between $21 to $25 a month times two. So about $50 a month, roughly. Don't hold me to that. I'm within $10 of it. But here's the thing. If you're taking medications, I'm going to get you $500 back off the drugs that you were,
I need to talk
okay.
to you.
Okay, so that's going to pay for most of your premium for free. After 6 months, they're paying $300 a day for your in-home health care. Cost you nothing. Give me a call.
Wow.
How about that?
It did not make sense to me. Just the basic math of it is if the government is saying, we don't want to do these expenditures, this home health care plan is expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And Medicare rules say that we need to cut you loose. All right, so you saved $2,000 a month. I go to the hospital for one day, $12,000.
Oh, you're
saving what?
Yep.
And this, incidentally, this plan will pay for 1 year at $300 a day if you need it, up to $300 a day.
And the
premiums are being reimbursed to you, or $500 is being reimbursed back to you because you've got that much in drugs.
And this is going to be free of those encumbrances that Medicare rules are laying down.
It's private insurance.
Yeah.
Private in-home health insurance. You buy two policies. It will pay up to $300 a day. If you go to a hospital and come back after 3 days, it'll pay $80 a day up to 60 days for somebody to sit with you.
And will I need to drop the Blue Cross Blue Shield Advantage plan?
No. You want to keep that. That's a good. That's the two work together.
I see.
Because the Advantage plan is paying for the drugs Part
D,
and we get a copy of those receipts. We get to reimburse you $500 back off those drugs, and
amazing.
So that knocks your premium down to almost nothing.
Amazing.
That's what I do for a living, man. I look for stuff.
I love it.
I'm doing the Snoopy dance in my head right now.
There you go.
Yeah, you got my number, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Give me a call.
All right.
We'll fix you up.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Crawdad.
All right. Well,
love that, Crawdad.
Why don't we take a short break?
Let's.
Yeah, we'll do that. And we'll come back and we'll talk more about interesting things. That's some interesting stuff. A lot of people should call you up on that right now, man. 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Just leave David a message. He'll call you back. And we are still taking calls here in the studio at 272-9228 if you'd like to get in on the fray. Terry Adams, our guest tonight for Conspiracy Night. And we'll be right back with more health and wealth here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
stock market goes up, the stock market goes down. Right now, the stock market's going. But with Earnest Financial, we're in the money.
Yes, sir.
Can't lose it, honey.
Oh, no.
Lock in your gains and never worry anymore.
I'm not worried.
Don't have to worry.
Be there.
But you better hurry.
It's on the ball.
Before that old stock market crashes through more. Call David Ernest. He's the man to get you in it.
Call Dave.
Just write his number down. Get ready. I'll give it to you in a minute. Call David Ernest at 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Call David Ernest today.
Sponsored by Ernest Financial, LLC.
Is your money working for you? Would you like higher returns with lower risks? David Ernest of Ernest Financial Retirement Rollovers has custom-tailored strategies. With over 30 years in the industry, let him help you achieve your dreams. Ernest Financial, where they are always earnest about your money. Visit retirewithernest.com or call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Ernest Financial.
Are you sitting there daydreaming about the day you retire? The day they have the office party for you and at quitting time, you pack up all your stuff and you leave work for one last time. Well, you better stop daydreaming because it'll be here before you know it. And if you haven't already called him, you better do it right now. I'm talking about David Ernest. David is an asset preservationist. That means he's a guy who helps you keep your money. That old 401k or that IRA that's just laying around, let David Ernest roll it into something for you that's going to start earning money and getting you set up for retirement. Call David Ernest today, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. He's been doing this for nearly 40 years, and he's the money man with the money plan. Let David Ernest put your money to work for you. Call him right now, 279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC.
Welcome back to the Health and Wealth Show. Special guest today is our friend Terry Adams. I almost said Terry Ernest. Do you know a Terry Ernest anywhere?
Not yet.
I'm sure there's one out there somewhere. There might be one somewhere. But
there's a Jerry Ernest.
Jerry
my
Ernest?
Brother.
I didn't know that. Yeah, I met your brother.
Yeah,
I think. Okay, we've got another phone call.
Oh, okay.
All right. We've been talking about conspiracies and shadow governments and life insurance and health insurance, but we've got a mystery man unto himself. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our friend Randall. Hey, how you doing, Randall?
Good, and don't cuss. Even though you're
not cussing, don't cuss. I appreciate it.
I want to touch on the LSD right quick before we go any further, but if you guys go all the way back to BZ, which is LSD, is where it came from. BZ. When all that crap happened during Christmas, y'all know what I'm talking about. All my notebooks are gone, so the only stuff I have is from memory I pull up. And I'm going to go back and redo everything. I'm sorry. It took me 3 years to get there, and I've torched everything. But BZ is what the Army designed first. And then once they saw it, and they actually gave it, I got a dude who was standing up against the war and all this stuff, they gave it to him. It's a black fella. I can't think of his name. And I'm talking about it messed him up. It messed his life up. They done it to two other people.
Yeah, one guy jumped out of a window and killed himself.
And then when they come back to man, I understand when you're over yonder way, you're talking about the bread and stuff, but then and how it got here so bad, the LSD part, the LSD come off the BZ when they was playing with it, when they was trying to make this chemical up. They put it in these colleges over here in America and make out like they made these people think that they was coming up with it in these colleges and how fun it would be. And I think it's Ohio. One of them colleges actually think they are the ones who first came out with LSD, you know, first made it in their lab. I mean, they credit for it, but they already had it. That's how it got to all the kids so quick.
Gotcha.
And plus, man, you can follow it around. They sent that stuff on that bus. I can't think of the bus name, but Larry drove it. And he used to work with government, and they was taking that stuff to Black Panther meeting because the Black Panther was trying to stand up against the war. They were inflating that. I mean, plating that stuff everywhere.
Yeah.
But it just, man, what y'all was talking about, the man, I forgot what you were talking about now. I got some
coronavirus.
Yeah, I know. Man, oh, my goodness.
Uh-oh.
Anyway, I was trying to. Yeah, I was trying
you
to
know
go
what
back
that stuff
far,
makes but. You forget stuff.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah. Hey, hey, Ryan.
Oh, hey.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I was speaking of that stuff now. Doctor actually got me on a pause from it, and I called him today and told him, "Oh no, man, I ain't slow." I mean, but he took me off the Adderall, and that's what I told him today. I said, "I ain't told him. I left a message, and he'll FaceTime me tomorrow." But man, I had to take it last night. I had to take it to the Adderall last night, and I woke up this morning feeling like I had a hangover again. I finally slept. I ain't slept 3 days. But I'm going to tell y'all now, everybody said that stuff. We've been lied to. Is that a fact? Do you know that's a fact? That's the part.
Oh, yeah.
That's the part. You know it is. So, you know, I just, that stuff, I mean, you say that stuff, but, man, that's a miracle drug, dude. I mean, CBD, I mean, when you start talking about CBD and you can infuse stuff in, if they would let us have them seven poppy plants that they you can't grow in your garden, if they would let us have them, and the angel trumpet really takes place, you could use it for one of them. But if they let us have them seven poppy seeds and let us grow, have them 11 CBD or CBD, not
opioids.
Not the straight THC, but, you know, the other stuff.
Yeah, I'm going to ask my doctor about that, because I take an opioid for nerve pain.
Uh-huh.
And
Gabapentin.
Yeah, and it's controlled substance now. And
everything is controlled.
Hey, Randall, we got to run, man. We appreciate your call, and we do appreciate you. Randall's out there keeping his fingers on the pulse of it.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Well, good job, Randall.
You know, they're looking at all these things to try to save folks. New York's been hit pretty hard, according to the news.
And he's been on TV all day. What's his name? Cuomo?
Yeah.
He's been on TV all day.
Yeah.
And he thinks that they need to divert everything to New York.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Arrogant.
Yeah.
Very arrogant.
Well, I mean, you got to help everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just help one area. So all these areas are going to get hit somewhat. I'm just not so sure how bad it's going to get. I mean...
Yeah, same here.
It's real. I know it's real.
It's a bioweapon.
But if they made this stuff in North Carolina, man, shame on them. They let it out.
That's right.
You know, that's just like me letting my little dog out the door and gets in the highway. You know, somebody's going to get hurt.
Well, you know that Lyme disease, you know, we finally found out that it is a bioweapon. It was created in a lab.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Hey, we got another phone call.
That's a fact.
Let's see who we got here. You're on the Health and Wealth Show. Who's this? And don't cuss.
Hey, this is Kevin.
Hey, Kevin.
Hey, Kevin.
Hey. How y'all doing tonight?
Doing good.
Hanging in there.
I got one quick question.
All right.
Does he have any to sell?
Does he have any to sell? I don't know.
He don't remember where he put it.
We'll ask him next time we talk to him.
Yeah, he's probably got it.
I love y'all's show, and hang in there, my brothers.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Kevin. That was Kevin. And we got another line.
Wow.
Let's see what's going on over here. You're on the Health and Wealth Show. Who's this? And don't cuss.
This is a recent client of Mr. Ernest.
Hey, how you doing?
Recent client.
Miss Recent Client, how are you?
I'm good, and I wanted to say thank you so much.
You're more than welcome.
Well, I got out of the stock market just in time.
Uh-huh.
Yes, ma'am, you did, and I'm so glad that we got it done.
Yes, and thank you again. You did get it done.
Now, how hard was it to get it done?
It was simple.
You just picked up the phone and called 279-7431.
Well, I did meet with Mr. Ernest.
Well, that too, yeah.
Yeah, but that was everything he took care of.
That's great.
Yeah, well, I tell you this, it's not over yet. I know we had a good day today, and I hope we have lots of good days, but until they put the country back to work, it's not over.
I know. But... I didn't lose in the stock market.
No, ma'am, you didn't, and you won't ever.
And my neighbor did.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. I said, Her
right.
husband was going to call you and just did not do it.
Ooh, apathy's expensive.
Is he Is he a older gentleman or?
No, he's younger than.
Well, tell him to still call me. I got a huge rescue plan that I can bonus him up probably at least half to two thirds what he's lost if he'll just call me before it's too late.
Well, I've got a friend too that's going to call you.
Tell everybody.
Tell everybody. Well, thank you so much. I'm glad that you feel really good about this because I do too.
I do.
Well,
I
thank
do.
You. Appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you again.
You're more than welcome.
Thank you, ma'am.
Bye-bye.
See you this weekend, Mark.
Another satisfied customer. Man, you just making folks so happy.
Well, we've had a lot of people call and thank us recently, but, you know, there's going to be a lot more correction probably. I mean, nobody knows the future. I mean, this could be the bottom. It could be the bottom. Uh-huh. I sincerely doubt it. I sincerely doubt that the bottom is here. We may be near it, but we may be nowhere near it, and that's the problem. If you've got 5-10 years to wait around for it to come back, if that's the worst-case scenario, don't worry about it. But if you need your money in the next 5 or 10 years, maybe you need to give me a call and let me show you some stuff.
Well, as volatile as it is, it's crazy to me that you would want to gamble with what you're going to live on the rest of your life.
Exactly. Well, I don't get it either. I mean, I talk to people and they say, well, you know, I'm thinking about it, or so-and-so told me just hang in there or whatever.
Apathy.
I hear all of it, and I'm going... You're kidding, right?
That's almost like your house is on fire. Well, I've been thinking about calling the fire department.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe one of the young ones got getting
them. I mean, I'm sitting back listening to all this stuff. I'm going, really? Okay, whatever.
What is wrong with everybody?
I mean, they said that the house would get put out here pretty soon. It'll just quit burning.
Yeah, if I remember
that. And then it'll grow back. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think maybe even at this stage that we've been on semi quarantined and everything that people might still even be just a little bit in denial?
Uh-huh.
I think people are really in denial, and also they're getting other signals from other folks. I don't want to talk about the competitors that much, but think about it. If people were taking money away from you, would you tell them, hey, yeah, take it. Let's go. Run with it. Give it to David.
Uh-huh. Good point.
I mean, what would you say?
Exactly.
Or would you say, no, just leave it right here. It'll come back.
Exactly.
You know,
Trust us.
I don't really ever blame them. You know, and they're right. It will come back.
Eventually.
Eventually, unless you bought some marijuana stock or some dot-com equivalent or whatever. I mean, look, the stock market's how we've made all this money. It's how we're going to make the money. But we use it in safe mode way. We use it safely.
But, as they say, you got to strike while the iron is hot.
That's right.
You can't wait.
Poke while the striker's hot.
And young folks, keep piling it in. Buy that stock. It's where to go. People that's between being young and being old, You know, keep buying the stocks. If you got a 401k and you're old, keep buying the stocks. But transfer the bulk out of the danger zone if you're older. If you're 50 plus, give me a call. We'll get it fixed, and we might even rescue some of your losses or all your losses.
There you go, folks.
But you have to call.
279-7431.
That's exactly right.
And if you keep being apathetic, it's going to cost you everything, I promise you. You need to call this man.
Terry, we're creeping up on the top of the hour here.
I know.
Any other neat stuff you want to tell us
about? Well, a bunch of CEOs have suddenly resigned. We're talking over 300 at last count.
Really?
We're talking big companies. They're all resigning. The question is, why? What's going on here? What do they know that we don't know? We're going to talk about that on Clearing the Air Saturday night.
Oh, and by the way, if you ever find yourself without a co-host, just give me a couple hours notice, and I'll rush up here and... at least answer the phones for you, or just, you know.
That's a fantastic deal.
Just ask questions and stuff, because, you know, I got one of them inquisitive minds.
I've heard that about you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I wasn't going to say anything, but you brought it up.
It's like a steel trap full of rats.
That's it.
But you can call us here at 272-9228, and, you know, you can go over there on that World Wide Web and check out David's webpage.
That World Wide Web.
RetireWithErnest.com.
That's right.
He's on Facebook at Health and Wealth with David Ernest. And like we say, you can call him at 279-7431.
And we got television twice a week.
Yes, we do. Television comes on Saturday morning and Sunday morning.
Saturday morning, it comes on ABC, Channel 32 at 5:30 a.m.
Uh-huh.
Sunday morning, I believe it comes on the CW at 4:30 a.m. I know those are weird times, but you can set that
DVR
thing, yeah.
You know, you can set it and you can, you know, or you could go to YouTube and just watch it.
Yeah, a lot of them are on YouTube.
Yeah, we got all those shows on there.
And let's see. We were going to make a new one with the car show.
Yeah, we were.
Again, the car show has been postponed until we kind of get back to some normalcy here. And, of course, tomorrow night we've got a classic show that we're going to run. And then we'll be back live Monday. And as always, Terry is on Saturday night from 6 until 10.
Yep.
And he's clearing the air. And who's your co-host, the postman?
The postman.
Yeah, postman was here the other night.
Now, he doesn't work for the Postal Service. Uh-huh. He never has. Postman is a basketball term because this cat's like 7 feet tall.
He delivers.
Ooh. He's a big guy.
That's right. How tall is he?
No, he's 6'7 or 6'8.
God, if I was that tall, I wouldn't be so fat. That'd be cool.
Just stretch it out.
Just stretch me out a little bit.
Big fella, big, tall, imposing. Yeah,
you know, they have trouble getting on them airplanes and stuff. You know, they kind of have to.
And speaking of that, you ever notice the commercials, and they're on an airplane? Everybody's sitting there all reared back, and they're walking around standing. I can't even stand up on an airplane.
Now they're punching each other in the back, you know, or kicking each other. When the people come down, to the back.
Because they're reclining.
Well, let me ask you a question. Why don't they load the back of the plane first so people can go and put their stuff up and sit down, and then nobody gets in anybody's way? But they don't do it that way.
That would work too well.
That makes sense.
Well, I'll tell you why the now there's certain airlines that do load just get on there. Like, Southwest Airlines?
Mm-hmm.
No seating. You just get on.
You just get a plane. You get a seat.
All the other airlines, unless they're low budget, they use that load sequence as a motivator, a gift, a perk, so they can charge you more money.
Mm-hmm.
You see,
and they charge you per bag.
Charge you per bag. But to say, okay, if you're this, and if you're zone one, you get to go in now, and you get to, you know. So by the time zone 4, 5, 6 gets in there, there's no place to put the bag.
Exactly.
And so you got people running up and down the aisles trying, where's my put the bag? Where's the bag? The
open
plane's about to take off.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
It's a pain.
Has anybody ever flown Alaskan Airlines?
Alaskan
Airlines, it is laid back. So
they're great.
We're going to be delayed a moment because Bob is de-icing the plane. And Bob is out there on the wing with an axe.
No.
And then there was the lady with the kittens. She had a box of kittens. And she's got these kittens out. We're all passing the kittens around. But the fun part was when they said, now we're going to drop down low if one of you would reach out and grab that mail bag. So, I mean, it... laid back.
The Southwest Airlines had the rapping stewardess.
And they'd throw peanuts. You know, you can't get peanuts on the plane anymore.
No, they cost too much.
People used to. Well, no.
People were allergic to them.
When I was growing up, we never knew anybody
allergic to anything.
But, you know, air travel, we're all around the same age. Air travel used to be awesome.
Oh, yeah.
They had the best food.
Oh, yeah.
Everything was great. Yeah. They have totally screwed it up.
It's awful.
Mm-hmm. It is.
And if you do get something to eat, it's probably going to make you sick.
Yeah.
I can actually remember back far enough flying on a plane when people still smoked.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know,
that's crazy to think.
Yeah, and that was different.
Yeah.
But I haven't flown in a while.
Good.
And it just got to be such a hassle, though.
Exactly.
You got to go. I have been.
Take your shoes off.
I have just been stripped naked at a couple of them. I was coming from somewhere, and there was this young lady, and she was a very nice looking young woman. They kept pulling me and her out of line everywhere. I told her, I said, some countries, we're married now. But I asked one guy, I said, why do they keep pulling me out? He said, I got a question for you. I said, what? He said, did you have a newspaper? I said, yeah. He said, did you have it under your arm? I said, yeah. He said, that's why. For some reason, that's a tip-off that somebody's up to something. They got a newspaper.
You might have something wrapped up.
Yeah, it might have like a tactical nuclear weapon.
Duly noted.
Well, what's really weird is when you get this 80- or 90-year-old woman over there and they're frisking her.
I know.
In a wheelchair.
Yeah. And she's going, woohoo! Oh, I love traveling. Woohoo!
It's crazy.
Well, you know, that is funny because I've never seen an 80- or 90-year-old woman fly a plane into a building. You know, I'll just put it like that.
Excellent point.
Mm-hmm. But I guess if Dustin Hoffman can look like a woman, maybe somebody can look like a 90-year-old woman.
I don't know. Hated that movie.
Tootsie.
Yeah. And speaking of movies, you can't go to the movies right now. I guess, are they still? You know, several movies actually delayed their release. The new James Bond was supposed to be like in the next week or two.
Yeah.
And, you know, Easter's a big release date for movies and stuff.
They screwed everything up.
It's just, everything's just kind of on hold.
Yeah. And I think they said the Corona beer is going to change its name.
Yeah, we were talking about that, too. This won't make you sick.
Yeah.
Have a this won't make you sick. We've got a couple of minutes, and we've got one phone call. We got to get that fixed
we
one of these days.
We
got to get that fixed.
It's a migrating microphone.
There you go. Health and Wealth Show, you're on the air. Who's this? And don't cuss.
And don't cuss. Oh, man, y'all are funny tonight. Y'all have a good time.
Yeah, thank you. We appreciate it.
It's been a lot of fun.
How's it going, Mr. Terry? I finally got my fiance to listen to you on the weekend sometimes.
Oh, good. Thank you.
That guy's really good.
Well, thank you.
I said, that's right. You don't read from the Bible because he already knows it.
There you go.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, there's some of the things out there that now that kind of disgusting. If you have certain ailments, GERD, acid reflux, there's a large number of people now. It used to be 38% when I had it real bad.
Yeah.
I take a lot of herbs and digest type things from Andrew Lessman on the. You can get that on Home Shopping Network, half price, 3 or 4 times a year.
Cool.
It's all, what do you call it, organic.
Yeah.
And helps out. But now there's nearly 60% of the kids that are literally born with acid reflux.
Oh, yeah.
It's horrible. They're putting them on field. And these restaurants and these things, half of them are closed now, but they think they've got to spice up everything. And I see black pepper on something. I said, well, I went to culinary school at one time when I was in the restaurant business. How come you don't understand that black pepper don't break down? And they look at you like, deer in the headlights. Duh.
You know, you can actually use black pepper as stop leak if you have a small leak in your radiator.
That's right.
I did it on an old Mustang.
It's serious.
71 Mustang.
Uh-huh.
Real 2 V8.
You can do
it
that.
Saved my butt. I was stuck in the state of Georgia.
Oh, Lord.
Down Mississippi.
Not Georgia. Black pepper the way home.
I don't go back to them two states anymore.
There you go. Hey, man, but, we're rushed for time. Awesome. We're rushed for time, man. We got to get out of here. Okay. What's your name?
Okay. Dave, I talked to y'all a few nights back. I used to be a broker and everything.
Yeah.
Oh, well, hey, Dave, thank you for calling again, man. We love talking to you.
Well, when you compare all these plans, and if it's a supplement, they supplement and tell them, look, it's not just another plan, because this guy asked you if the Blue Cross Blue Shield should be dropped. And I said, whoa, that could be a lawsuit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You notice I said no.
So immediately.
I'm just letting you know because I did it for like 16 years.
Yeah,
and,
no, you don't drop Blue Cross Blue Shield or Advantage plans. Absolutely.
But that word supplement might help you because it helped me a lot when I was doing Medicare stuff.
Yeah. Okay? Good advice. Yeah.
Supplement. That'll be cool. Bye.
Thank you. Thanks, Dave. Talk to you soon. We have got just like a minute.
Dave's not here.
He knows some stuff.
Dave, you want to take us out? Or?
Well, thank you very much for listening to our conspiracy show. We're going to talk more about the coronavirus and other things that, you know, probably were mistakenly let loose, probably. But if you got any questions about your health or your wealth, give me a call, 279-7431. You want to say anything? Last words, Terry?
Oh, no, just I appreciate the invite as always. Thanks.
Oh, man, we appreciate having you here.
Well, thanks, Terry. And we have got to get out. I mean, it's going to blow up.